Frustration is no excuse to ignore the principle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Frustration is no excuse to ignore the principle. We are often called upon to do things that we don't want to do. And we get all upset and all unhappy about it, and we think, my goodness, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. Why did it happen to me? Why is this happening to me? This is unfair. And our self-righteousness just stands out all over the place, and we think that this is just not right. Frustration gathers in our minds and makes us feel that we have a right to stand up and be angry. We have a right to stand up and argue. We have a right to stand up and apply for our principles. Our principles! And what we are really doing is we are applying for our non-principles. We are applying for the very thing that we are objecting to. We are applying for the very thing that we are fighting to say that we have a right to do. Principle is the primary thing that guides our life. When someone is unhappy with us, all we can do is to look at them and say, I have created this unhappy person in my life. Now, why have I created them in my life? Or, that's the easy way. Or we can take the definite way. I have created this unhappy person in my life. I have created this unhappy person in my life because I am unhappy about something myself. Because I am unhappy about the way my thoughts are going and the way that I'm considering things and the way that I'm being in my own actions, in my own life, in my own way, and what am I going to do about it? I'm going to make a change in my thinking. So, if I see an unloving person around me, then I'm unloving. If I see an unrighteous action taking place in my life, then I am unrighteous in some area of my life. If I see somebody taking advantage of me or hurting me or doing something to distress me, then I am distressing myself and hurting myself and creating that in my own life. Now, how in the world am I going to stop doing that? Because it's the most natural thing in the world for me to do that. It's the most natural thing in the world for me to be an unpleasant person, apparently, because that is what I see in others. So, it's up to me now to begin to look at others and see in them the beauty that's in me. See in them the joy that's in me. See in them the harmony that's in me. See in them all that I am in me. Now, what is my real nature? My real nature is to be loving, unconditionally loving. I unconditionally love everyone. My real nature is to be joyful. My real nature is to be happy and fulfilled. My real nature is to enjoy all of life, everything that comes along, every experience that comes along, everything that ever happens in my world. It is my way to thoroughly enjoy it, to be myself and have fun. I tell myself this all the time, be myself and have fun, but I'm not myself and having fun when I am seeing an unhappy person in my life. Oh, but I am being myself and having fun. When I see an unhappy person in my life, that is who I am. And I had better get my house in order. I had better begin to see that my house needs to be cleaned up, that my house needs to be brought back into the perfect semblance of order that it has always been and always must be. How do I bring my house in order if I'm living in a state of frustration? Well, we can say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and this is a wonderful thing. People who say, I like me, I like me, I like me all the time, live in a very positive and a very dynamic way. And they're very, very beautiful people. But people who are not living in that I like me find it very difficult to say, I like me. They find it very difficult to say, I am a nice person. I am a happy person. I am a thoughtful person. I am a loving person. The only thing I know how to do is love, 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 love. Oh, boy, that's sick. Yeah. It is sick for a person who isn't being that way. And would you like to be that way? Well, yeah. Would you like to be gentle and loving all the time? That's what I should do. It's not what you should do, but would you like to? Would you really like to be that way all the time? Would you really like to be a gentle, loving person all the time who unconditionally looks at the world and sees the world as a super, super place, who unconditionally looks at themselves and says, I'm a nice person, and who unconditionally looks at everybody in their world and says, I created them, and they're wonderful, they're fantastic, I love them, I love them, I love them. Would you like to say that? Well, you can, you know. It's free. It doesn't cost a cent. It only takes a little attention. A little attention to realizing that the first irritation you get with yourself or with anybody else or with circumstances, stop it. And immediately say, hey, I love you. Yeah, I love you. How could I be frustrated with you? How could I be irritated with you? And that could be a thought that's in your mind. A thought comes in your mind that I have an unhealthy body. Well, stop that thinking. I have a healthy body. I have a wonderful body. I have a fantastic body. I have a body that's filled with life, love, peace, power. I have a super body. And then you look at another person and you say, why are they making me unhappy? Ooh, they're making me unhappy. I'm giving them power to make me unhappy because I am empowering them with doing something that doesn't please me. So I start doing things that make me please. I look at them and I say, gee, you're wonderful. You're an expression of me. I unconditionally love you. What a good practice that is. I unconditionally love you. I unconditionally see you being the super wonderful, fantastic person that you are, that I am. And then we find that frustration has no place in our life. And it's no excuse to ignore the principle that we have used it for before. Now we recognize that what we want to do is to put the cause in motion for living in a happy, fantastic life where I'm being myself and having fun all the time. And myself is a wonderful self. Myself is a joyous self. Myself is a self that makes me feel very good inside of me. Now, how about you? Are you ready for that type of a life? Are you ready for that type of an experience? I'm doing it. I'm enjoying it right now. Nobody can make me unhappy because that's me making me unhappy. Nobody can make me frustrated because that's me making me frustrated. Nobody can take away my good. That's me taking away my good. I can only give me good. I can only give me peace and gentleness and happiness and all the wonderful things that being myself and having fun means to me. Oh, it's a wonderful way to live. It's a wonderful way to live when I am in charge of my own life, my own thoughts, my own world, my own every moment experience. Frustration has flitted away from my life. I'm without frustration now. I am peace. Everything in my life is in divine order. And wow, is that great! Join me on this Divine Order kick. It's a great show to be on. And you can have it for nothing. It doesn't cost one penny at all. And it sure makes you feel awful, awful good. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.